Scorpions Avenue. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Sklarbro Country, the virus edition, a.k.a. the Pandy Pods.
A.k.a. two brothers, no druthers.
A.k.a. holidays, holidays. It's the time for Rans and Jays.
I like it.
A.k.a. don't get it misconstrued. It's just two flannel dudes reading news and getting them views.
I'm telling you right now, this is a flannel.
Morgan, Martin, and I, we got to thank our good friends at Faraday for giving us...
They be decking us out.
They be decking us out. We bought it, but they be decking us out, and they're just so good.
We support them. They support us.
Love those dudes. All right, so a couple things to get taken care of at the top. Look, we're going to give you guys content through this holiday season. We probably should have taken the 2 weeks off because
it's crazy.
Yeah, there
was a moment where Randy and I debated, can we take a little time off from the show and spend some time with our families, a much needed rest. We've been going nonstop since the pandemic started. We do need that break. So what we've decided to do, and moving forward, this will affect the show a little bit because we're going to start working on Dumb People Town, at least writing scripts for Amazon for Dumb People Town, the animated series.
It's not officially picked up yet, but we are going to write the full scripts for the season, and we'll see what happens from there. This is the first time we've ever even said that out loud, but it is happening. So for the first 4 months of 2021,
we're going to be head deep, like neck deep in work on that. So we also, though, don't want to leave you guys hanging because we do enjoy doing the show. So what we've decided to do is go down to one story per show. And then for those of you who followed us on Stereo, we are going to sprinkle in. Now, these are an hour long. Some of the Stereo episodes, if you weren't able to listen to us, you know, off the bat.
It's great because it's storytelling. It's us answering your questions. And it's so fun to hear what, like, TJ Lancaster sounds like and to hear Sarah Dunn. She's so great.
So if you want to hear these people's voices who send in the AKAs, you're going to be able to hear those periodically. We will have done four. So four will air in the spots.
Here's the schedule. So tomorrow's Wednesday. Tomorrow, this is dropping on Tuesday. Tomorrow, Wednesday, we're going to just drop in the feed the hour-long Stereo conversation that Jay and I had where you guys left the voicemails. Then on Christmas Day, because it's a special day, we're going to drop another Stereo that we did last week. Tomorrow, or today when this drops, at noon, we're doing a two-hour Stereo. 2 hours we're going to talk to you guys and just hear what some of your favorite bad gifts were, the worst gifts you ever got.
Best and worst gifts on the holidays. We'll split that into two episodes.
And we'll play those next week on Wednesday and Friday to give us a chance. And we're going to just do one story for this episode today. So let's jump into it right now. Tis the season to send packages to loved ones and those you hate, really.
Yeah.
Either way, you have to be careful of...
Porch pirates. Those sons
and maybe,
of bitches.
Maybe the story goes out to all the porch pirates of this world. Go. Because with more and more people sending packages this year, and really through the last several years through Amazon, a lot of stuff is getting left on porches, just sitting out there for strangers to come by and pick off. Who cares if it's a replacement Brita?
Yeah, I never understood that when people would
replacement filter for your Brita.
I never understood good delivery on that, Ren. When people steal something and it's clothing out of off your front porch, it's like, what are you going to do with that?
Resell it. Or you send it back?
No, what they end up doing is just like tossing it, which is so much more sad because right. You're like, wait, you didn't need it.
It looks like a damn gift. It's going to get got. And if you don't have a Ring doorbell or aren't quick on the draw on the pickup, you could have your package get.
Well, I think that's why people get email notifications like packages on your front porch. So that's if you're right around the house, go get it now.
Or if you have an Alexa, it dings and lets you know that it got dropped. But huge boon for the booming industry of porch piracy. But who looks out for the pirates? I ask you.
Nobody.
You know what I mean? Who's watching over them when they get a raw deal? Okay. What if you're a porch pirate and you're a Karen?
Ba-ba-boom.
What do you do? Do you complain to then? And we'll get to this later. There's no porch pirate customer service office to call. Is there?
Is there a manager to porch piracy?
I don't know. Is there a higher up person? Who knows? And if there was, I think it would probably just be a recording of a parrot saying, sorry, can't help.
Or it's Johnny Depp.
Literally just a phone line directly to Johnny Depp.
And he's right. Drunk, he's got and time. He's like, I don't care.
He's throwing stuff.
I don't care.
This next story explores the notion of porch pirates, a porch pirate getting his or hers, we don't know.
Sure.
All right, with absolutely zero recourse, here we go. Ontarian, which I know that's a person from Ontario, but it sounds like
a 90-year-old person from Ontario.
Or a strain of primate that is both like orangutan.
And part human.
Yeah. Lee's package of poop on porch, and it apparently got stolen only 40 minutes later.
Good on ya. So I like it.
Question is, why was it left there? Or was it another neighbor mad about this guy's fence height?
Never
or
know.
Putting their recycling in his can on trash day? Or not picking up
after his dog?
That's right. Or an outdoor movie theater in the backyard that plays Sicarios on a loop.
Whatever it is, man. Someone's mad.
It's time for the neighbor to fight back and, quote, send a little gift, so to speak.
Say hello to my little gift.
In form of a porch poop all packaged up. And let's find out. One resident is fighting back after a string of Ontario package thefts were in her area. This is the good thinking of a lady.
This isn't a neighbor.
No.
This is a woman who's like, ooh, I'm fighting back. You want to steal something? You're going to steal some shit.
That's right. This is a totally premeditated strike on a porch pirate.
I love it.
Why don't people do this more often is my question.
Well, this is like the razor blade and the apple kind of a thing. They should put razor blades in the box flaps.
Right? So if you open up the box flap, slice a finger off.
Or an exploding paint thing that'll like...
That'll be great.
Oh, that'd be so good.
Right? Makes Christmas the season of porch booby traps.
Mm-hmm,
Why not that? Could we booby
all
trap?
All the way. It only takes a few of those to make people think
twice.
By the way,
could the term booby trap be funnier for a 10-year-old boy? You have an 11-year-old boy. 12-year-old
boy.
You say booby trap to a 12-year-old boy.
It's funny.
It's
funnier to an 8-year-old, but it's still funny.
I mean, that is in the pocket of 8-year-old comedy, booby trap.
Booby trap.
Booby trap. Can't say without giggling.
Nope.
And yet it's lethal in its execution. The term itself is a booby trap for anyone who says it.
Fair.
Where in the world did that come from? Like,
yeah, who started booby trap as a phrase?
Were men lured into situations by the promise of a woman's bare breast only to slip into a pit on the floor and be fleeced for all they own? That's a booby trap.
He was looking at her cleavage and then he was in some quicksand. He didn't know how he got there.
It's like the whole Shanghai thing, Jay. Remember that?
Oh my God.
We found out what Shanghai means.
I did. In a cab ride out
in San Francisco.
Out to my in-law's house after we were all hanging out super late during Sketchfest, back when you could have fun in the world.
You know.
And I was in this cab ride, this Uber ride, all the way out. And the guy's like, you know what the term Shanghai means. And I'm like, yeah, to get like swindled. Like he Shanghai'd me. And he's like, you know where it comes from? And I was like, no, but I can't wait.
Can't wait to hear.
So he said sailors would come on ships and then they'd come to San Francisco.
Just to hang out.
And they'd be in town.
For Sketchfest.
Seamen in San Francisco. Can you imagine?
That's bizarre.
And they would hang out in town. And they would love San Francisco so much, they wouldn't want to get back on their boats. And the people who brought them to port would be very upset because they'd have like a fourth of the crew and they needed crew members. So what they would do is they would have certain bars in town where they would spike people's drinks.
Yeah, slip them a Mickey.
Slip them a Mickey. When they passed out, there would be a trap door.
Trap door!
That would drop them into a basement. Before they dropped them in the basement, they took their shoes off and then they sprinkled broken glass all over the floor.
Yeah.
So that when they woke up, they wouldn't be able to walk around and climb their way out of it because without cutting their glass and their
cutting their feet.
And then they would take those people and
make them indentured servants.
Make them indentured servants on the ships for 7 years.
Yeah.
And that's what getting called Shanghai. So when you say to someone, hey, you know, I was driving this Uber and the guy totally Shanghai'd me. I asked to get off on this side of the street and he drops me off on the other side of the street. You're like, is that really Shanghai?
Were you forced to work for that man for 7 years?
Did someone slip you a Mickey and you didn't see your family for a long time? Did you have to walk on broken glass?
He just dropped
you on the wrong side of the street near the Starbucks.
I asked for whipped cream and they didn't give me whipped cream at Starbucks. That guy Shanghai'd me over there.
I don't think he Shanghai'd.
Were you able to see your family 3 days later?
Are you a lost seaman?
You're not Shanghai.
I feel the same way about when people
booby
trap, and also he drank the Kool-Aid on this one. Are we referencing Jonestown? People died.
Yeah.
900 people died.
We really drank the Kool-Aid on that presentation. Did we drink the Kool-Aid on that corporate presentation? Are we willing to give up and move down to an island somewhere and live in what someone else considers to be a utopia?
And then a senator comes and then we shoot him and kill him and then we all commit suicide? Is that what we did
about the presentation? Did we drink the Kool-Aid on it? Lori Pringle, a Hamilton resident, told Narcity that she had a number of packages stolen from her porch in the past 3 years. So guess what? It was time to fight back. And
we're going to
take a little... Once you pop, you can't stop Lori Pringle. We're going to take a little break, and when we come back, we're going to hear what Lori Pringle did. Set. Go.
So we have been home and we have been cooking what we know how to cook, and it has probably gotten to a stale point in our lives.
You're just at the point where you're
doing
the
same five meals over and over again. It's not good. We have an answer, and I love that these guys are sponsoring us, and I'm so appreciative for it. They are our buddies over at Green Chef. They are awesome. They let you choose from a wide array of easy-to-follow recipes, perfect for you. Keto, paleo, plant-based diets.
Oh, so good. I mean, you just basically covered all of our friends who... covered so many
anyone who's losing weight but also making delicious food.
Right.
The recipes are quick and easy. Trust me, I'm not a master chef, but no, I could do them.
I've been able to make them, and you know what?
And it gives your wife a break. Your wife is the chef in your family, but you've gotten Green Chef meals, and you're like, honey, you're taking this day off. I'm going to be making dinner for the whole family, and they've been so excited.
And then I make them do the dishes.
Right. Ingredients are seasonally sourced for peak freshness and delivered right to your doorstep. And that is such a great thing. It's like, I know. Again, it's recipes. We don't want to be walking around stores right now looking for specific items.
I don't.
How about all the ingredients are in the box that it gets delivered to you?
So there's a big question in my house. It's, what are we making for dinner tonight? Well, these guys figured that out for you and they sent it to you.
So you're reducing food waste. You're reducing time that you're spending in grocery stores, which quite literally could save your life.
That's right.
So that's super important. It's super amazing. We love the food that we've made with
Green
these guys.
Green Chef is amazing.
Go to greenchef.com/sklarbro80.
Yeah.
That's greenchef.com/sklarbro80. Use the code SKLARBRO80 to get $80 off, including free shipping. So that's very simple. That's greenchef.com/sklarbro80. Use the code SKLARBRO80 and get $80 off, including free shipping. Why not try it? Mix some things up. We're going to be stuck inside a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Then you're going to start to get Green Chef and you're going to be like, wait, pandemic or no pandemic?
I'm using this.
So if you know anything about us, you know that Randy and I are super pro therapy.
Yep.
We've both been in our own personal therapy. My wife is a therapist.
So we understand the power of being able to talk to someone.
We also understand that we walk around with a certain amount of anxiety in our lives, all of us, every single one of us. And now we've got the world's anxiety on top of those.
This last lockdown, Jay, has actually brought, the walls have moved in on me. So I understand this on a deep level.
We really appreciate this sponsor because they are trying to bring therapy to the masses and help people take care of their mental health. We're talking about Talkspace. I love these guys. You can sign up online or download the app and start therapy the same day with a licensed therapist for a fraction of the price of traditional therapy. Depending on the plan you choose, you can message and schedule live video sessions with your therapist. And these guys have sponsored us for a while.
I love these guys.
And I love what they do. You'll pay the same amount every month, so it's easy to figure out for your budget. It's annoying when you have therapy on Tuesday, but then something happens to you on Wednesday, and you're like, wait, that's what I wanted to do. I wish I could talk about that. Well, now they have a way for you to do that. You can reach out to your therapist. You can send and receive unlimited messages to your dedicated therapist 24/7. And this is amazing. I love these guys. An entire month of Talkspace costs about the same amount as a single in-person session. I love what they're doing. They're trying to make therapy affordable. It's a fraction of the cost, as we mentioned. They have a great network, thousands of licensed therapists with years of experience and over 40 specialties, including depression, anxiety, substance abuse, trauma, anger management, relationship issues, food and eating, all the things we're all probably dealing
with. We're dealing
with
right now.
They're on a secure platform. It's private. They use the latest end-to-end encryption technology to store client information. They're just great.
So what can our listeners do?
As a listener's podcast, you can get $100 off your first month with Talkspace.
Now is
the time to start with this stuff. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com or download the app. Make sure you use the promo code SKLAR that lets them know that we sent you, and you get $100 off your first month. And that shows your support, of course, for our show. That's SKLAR at Talkspace.com and get the support that you guys need.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. I want to mention Live Dumb People Town is January 16th. Get your tickets. Tickets are selling right now. Zach Galifianakis, John Paul White, the lead singer of the Civil Wars.
The first four ones that we've done have been magical nights out. We understand lockdown is getting more and more intense. That's what this show is all about. How about a safe night out inside your own home?
Let us give you that night out. Please go to eventbrite.com and check that out, Live Dumb People Town.
Let's fill it with Sklarbro Country Virus Edition.
Hey,
fans.
I know Christmas is, if you want to give a last minute Christmas gift that's really fun,
two tickets to that show.
Book us for a cameo. We'll send a special message to you. It's so much fun. Let's get back into the story. So, this is a woman who fought back against
Lori Pringle.
It was time to fight back. This year, Pringle decided to leave her thieves a smelly surprise in a packaged poop in a delivery box before leaving it on her front porch. I wonder if she put a bow on it. That feels like a guy would not have put a bow on it. And yeah. I don't mean to assign that.
That's a good mislead, though. If you go so far as to put a bow on it,
that would have been classic and precious, like right. the Lexus sales event to remember.
Sales event of the century.
That's right. Crap packages. Honey, you shouldn't have. It didn't take long for a man to, quote, take the bait. Mm-hmm. And Pringle reports that the box was stolen only 40 minutes later.
Ooh, he stole that shit.
Right? He took the poop on that one. He stole the shit on that one.
Yeah.
He took the poop. He took the poop.
Took a poop. I got to go take a poop.
And he did.
And he did.
There was one missing on from her front porch. I live in a very busy downtown street. My front door pretty much opens out on the sidewalk. So you understand the situation here. All right?
So if I'm her, I would think about getting a post office box.
Or deliver them to the back door.
Or only deliver if I'm home.
Right. Sounds like she doesn't even have a porch to take yeah. it off of. It's like the door just opens up into the street. Your packages to me, ma'am, Lori Pringle, if I may be so bold, are like a bowl of Snickers on the outside of your house on Halloween. First kid's going to get all of them.
Like travel Pringles.
Right? Mm-hmm. As a result, I have a very clear label for all my Amazon packages indicating they should go... They should ring my video doorbell. A couple of the couriers that Amazon uses almost never read that label, so it results in my packages being stolen fairly often.
So now she's taken on Amazon?
That's right. She did put instructions on the package. Okay, okay.
Good
at least the packages weren't thrown in the woods at the New Jersey Turnpike.
I guess.
Pringle was even able to capture the reported theft on video and claims this isn't the first time the suspect has stolen in the area before. She knows this guy. Gotcha, shit stealer.
Boom.
I also posted this on a neighborhood app, and someone has said the same guy stole her packages as well.
Ooh.
He knows he's known as the community pirate, right? Every yeah. community's got one.
Yeah.
Patrolling the package high seas, as it were, collecting porch
Maybe
booty.
Maybe it's Omar Marino.
That's right.
Dave Parker.
Package theft, the Cobra.
Kent DeCulvey, Jim Bibby. John Candelaria.
The Candyman. Package theft isn't that uncommon during the holiday months. Just say it's uncommon.
Yeah.
Just say it's common.
Yeah.
It isn't that uncommon. Why did the journalism have to do that? They went so far. Package theft isn't not uncommon.
I mean, it's not like you're not going to be seeing it a lot.
What? In fact, back in November, the Toronto police put out a public safety alert about a recent increase in package theft in the city. I think this person's solution is the best. Get ready for some shit slippers.
You don't know what's going to happen.
Do they fit? Because you just stepped in it, bro.
It's package roulette, buddy. Open up.
But what can a porch pirate do? I ask you, Jay, like we said before, they can't call customer service.
Can't get back and throw crap at their door.
He was expecting one thing. He got something different.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a porch pirate Karen, you are screwed in this situation.
Yeah.
Here's my question. Did the woman poop directly into the box? So, or in the toilet, scoop it out and put it in?
I put my poop in a box.
Was it dog poop or human poop? That's another question.
I feel like she would be more proud of it if it was human poop.
Yeah.
So did she poop in a jar?
And then put it in?
Or like a bowl.
I don't know.
And then you can't use that bowl anymore.
This is some vigilante shit.
Yeah.
Literally and figuratively.
Yeah.
Like when a pirate captures other pirates.
This is how Charles Bronson, if he were alive today, would be handling porch pirates.
Right? Like if a pirate captures another pirate and makes him walk his own pirate, porch pirate plank.
Plank.
This is what happens.
Looks like. Yeah.
All I know is this gal just moved up to the head of the neighborhood watch.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yep. Or nextdoor.com.
Let her be the
moderator on nextdoor.com.
Yeah. I mean, if anyone leaves their recycling out too long, get ready to recycle some of her shit.
You're going to get a shit sandwich.
If a mailbox height is too high, you know what's going to be left inside?
Pile of shit.
Get off your high mailbox. If anyone sprays graffiti on a local park rec center, guess what? She's not above ordering Indian food, the hot stuff.
Mm-hmm. The day before.
You know someone's going to get sprayed. So you hear that, porch pirates? People are going, and they are going to fight back.
People are going to be mad. You can't.
I'm surprised LifeLock hasn't started making their own shit packages for you to fight back.
Yeah. You should be like, I just had two packages stolen, and then the next day, two shit packages on your front desk. This could be a cottage industry.
Right? It's a huge industry out there waiting
to be
tapped.
Vigilante porch pirate packaging?
Here's the best part. LifeLock ships you the shit package. You just leave it on your porch.
Yeah, you never.
You don't have to do anything. Just leave it on the porch and then let someone steal it.
There you go.
You can be delivering someone a shit sandwich while improving your experience score.
So here's my question. Could the club step in? Remember the club?
Yes.
So the club was sort of like a deterrent. If people walked by and saw the club on your car, they knew that, okay, it might take me an extra minute and a half, so
it's
I'm
not
skipping
worth it.
This car.
Skipping it. I'm skipping
like the
this
club
Toyota.
Is a genius thing. But like, this could be one shit package from this house.
Boom. A shit package deterrent.
I mean, it's essentially the story of Passover.
There you go. And that is the show, guys. Love you guys. Stay connected. Stay protected. Don't get infected. Tomorrow, remember, is going to be an hour-long stereo show that we recorded last week. You can hear us
interacting. Q&A. You'll hear our fans' voices. Hey, we're going to do another. We're going to keep doing these stereos so you can hear your own voice on this podcast. It's so much fun.
And if you get this podcast in the morning today at noon Pacific time, we're doing a two-hour stereo talking about bad gifts that we've gotten. And then we'll post those next week on Wednesday and Friday. We love you guys. Stay connected. Stay protected. Don't get infected. This is not a hoax.
But we've got the jokes.
Wear a mask, everyone, and get ready for Christmas. La-di-da. La-di-da-di-da-di-da. La-dee-da-da. In my car. Star Bands Audio. A podcast. A podcast network.